Shor yuchiach. I'll tell you, Shor could teach me not like this. Rashi says, Shor yuchiach. Sheb rishus bet nu ma'alach rishus rabim. A person has a right to let his ox walk through the rishus rabim. Sherei kol adim yesh lo rishus mekach. Everybody has permission to let their ox walk. V'im hezek, and still if your ox, if your Shor does damage, chayiv, you have to pay for it. So we see, even though you have permission to go there, but it's only permission if you watch it, and if you don't watch it, you're chayiv. I'll say also this dirt, that even though the Chachamim gave you permission to throw it to the Rishus Rabim, but of course you still have to watch it. And if you don't watch it, you're chayiv if somebody trips and falls over it. So that's called Shor Yechiach. Then you can ask back, no, learning that just from Shor, Ma L'Shor Shekein Dakul Elechal Hazik again. Shor is a derech to go, it travels. Maybe that's why the Torah says you have to watch it, and if not, Yechayiv. Because your Shor travels, it could do damage. But here that this dirt is standing still, maybe the Torah was not mechayiv you. On this we say that Sarah Shav no bor tochiach. Learn it out from bor. A bor stays still, and still the Torah says yechayiv. So therefore, v'chazur adin, I learn out one from the other. So that's what the Mishnah means at the end. Sarah Shav v'shaven comes to include this dirt or this water. After it lands v'shus rabin, still yechayiv. Ravina, Omar Ravina says, Liyasu Yehoda Tanan. The Mishnah means to include another type of a mazik. Another chiddush of a mazik. That what? The Tanan would learn like this. Gemara and Bob Mitzia. Ha koisel v'yo ilon shenoflu v'shus rabim. Somebody has a wall, or you have a tree, that caved in, fell, and landed into v'shus rabim. Shenoflu v'shus rabim. The hezekoi, and it did damage when it fell into v'shus rabim. So Lach was like this, potter mulashalem. You should know your potter, if it did damage right away, your potter, you don't have to pay. We'll soon see what the case is. Nosno loizman loket tefilon. Let's say Bezendo gave you a time when you're supposed to cut down your tree. Or else velister esakoisel. They gave you a time when you are supposed to knock down this wall. Vinoflo b'teichazman, and it fell down during the time. In other words, Bezden saw that you have a tree that's falling. Or you have a wall that's very weak about to fall. So Bezin tells you, listen, we give you one more week to get rid of this tree or get rid of this wall before it falls down. So if it fell down during that week that you had time to prepare to take it down, and it did damage that week, potter. You're potter because you're still anonymous. Like the Bezin gave you one more week to take care of it. So therefore, if it falls down, then you're potter. But liyachar azman chayiv. But if your wall or your tree falls down after the week, that Bezin already told you, take away this tree within this week, and you didn't listen, and by next week it fell down, now somebody hurts themselves, you're chayiv. That's the case of a case of Milashanoflu Shav, if they can potter Milashalim, mean you're potter if it hurts somebody that first week that you have permission still to leave it there until you take care of it. But after that, then you're chayiv. The question is, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? E the askere, if after the tree fell down, you were masker the tree or the wall, says Solachur of Sheet again, it's Bor. Bein the Rav, Bein the Shmuel, Hain the Bor. Again, what in the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Hatzara Shavish Abem, this should be a regular, genuine Bor, that now at the end of the Bishus Rabim, there's a stumbling block there, and you are Maskrit like a regular Bor. Maishna Bor, the Hazeko Motzi. Why do we say that Bor is Chayiv? Because Hazeko Motzi means it's normal for people to fall there. So Rashi speaks out, even though usually we say that Regal is the my love Hazeko Motzi. And Bor is not called Hezekah Motzi. So Rashi says, like Pirchi, it's not really a question. The Bor Hezekah Motzi. True, like our Gemara says now, Bor, it happens often that people fall in it. Aval Eina Motzi Kol Kach Ki Regal. But true, it's not as Motzi as much as Regal is. Shekol Shohi Malechus. Regal that moves the whole time. So that's more Oymed, more Shchiach, more probably that'll do damage. A Bor doesn't travel. But our koponim is called Hezekah Motzah. It's not an abnormal thing. It's not Mishunah. It's a normal thing that if you make a ditch in Bishus Rabin, that people will trip there and fall. Says, so, my Shunah bod Hezekah Motzah. Usmirosin Alecha. If so, Hani Nami Hezekah Motzah Shmirosin Alecha. These things also that Hezekah is Motzah and Shchiach Hezekah. Hezekah Motzah Shmirosin Alecha. It's upon you to watch it. So, Zoy Pshiti Shibichayev. What do I need a Mishnah? Tell me a Chiddush that you're chayiv if you're mafkirit. Ella, the other side is either layafkirinu. Ella, ma, you want to tell me, we're talking about a case where you are not mafkir this wall or the tree that fell down, he'll sow again. According to Shmuel, that says even though you're not master these things, still we learn it out from Bor, since it's a takola, it's a stumbling block, Rishas Rabbim. You're chayiv for this. If so, hainu Bor, again, pshita yechayiv. It's mamash a Bor, at least it's mamash a told of a Bor, so why do we need the Mishnah that atzara shamash a ben? So Mar says, no, there is a chiddush here. L'yaylam, really, I'll tell you that this kaislam in Elon that fell down, the afkarinu. We're talking about even though the bailam was mafkrit, made it hefka, whoever wants it can keep it. But so, and you're asking me the question, so pshita yechayiv is like a regular Bor, I'll tell you no. This is not like a regular boar. Ma la boar shekain tchilas asiyos l'nezik. A regular boar, when you first made the boar, it was made lehezik. Because you first build the boar, b'shus harabim, you dig a ditch, b'shus harabim, that's tchilas asiyos l'nezik. Or if you put a stone down, b'shus harabim, that's called tchilas asiyos l'nezik. Putting it down, b'shus harabim, that's making directly a stumbling block in b'shus harabim. But Tayoma Bahani, here this tree, or this wall, Tayoma Bahani, Shein Tchilas, Asi Yosl Nezik. Here the beginning of it was not made Lenezik. When you first planted this tree, it was a normal healthy tree. It was growing, it's 50 years old, this tree. Well, if you build the wall left for 89 years, the wall. And in the 89th year, it caved in. So Tchilas Rashi said, the Tchilas Binyan HaKoysel, and Tchilas Hilon, Lehoi Lenezik. When you first build your wall, or when you first planted the tree, you did not make it then for Hezek. You made it to protect you, to use it. Just later on, it fell down. That's why I would have thought to say it's not like a regular boar. I would have thought to say that you're potter. That's why the Mishnah says, "Hatzara shava shabem." I can learn that from another mazik. From which other mazik? Says the Gemara, "Says shor yachiyach." That a shor, when a shor was created, it wasn't created for Hezek. Yeah, Hashem created the shor. It wasn't to do damage. Aye, he won't learn out from Shor, Mal, Shor, Shekin, Dako, Lehazik. He won't learn out a case where a tree or a wall caved in and now somebody trips over it, that Yechayah from Shor, how can you learn out from Shor? Shor is Derech Lehazik, Lehazik. Or Shor travels, moves, does damage, that's why Yechayah. But here they're standing still, it can't move, maybe here you potter, and this we say, Bor Techiach, this is where I learn out from Bor. Even though a bor, a ditch, stays still, does not move, still the Torah said Yechayiv. I, a bor, a tchilas asiyosan here, it's not tchilas asiyosan, that's because of Radin, I learned about one from the other, that's not a shev shebem, that it's your mamish, rosh and lachor, and therefore if it happens, hezek happens, you're chayiv. So that's what the Mishnah means to include, all these other cases similar to bor. Then the Mishnah says, ukishizik, when it does damage, Chav HaMazik, that the Mazik, the owner of the shore, the owner of the boar, has to pay for the damage that his takola caused. So, Mer asks the question, Chav HaMazik, Chayiv HaMazik Niboyle. What kind of lashon is this Chav? It should have said lashon of Chayiv. So, Mer says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Hai Tana Yerushalmihu. The Tana of Al Mishnah lived in Yerushalayim, was Yerushalmi. The Tani Lishna Klili, he says a short lashon. That's the way they talk in Yerushalmi. They talk Chav. They don't have to say the long lashon of Chayiv. They say Chav, shortcut, Chesvav, Beis, that's enough, Chav. That's how Mishnah says, Keshizik Chav. Really, it means Chayiv, just a short lashon. Then the Mishnah says that they all have to pay Lishalim Tashlum Enezik. They all have to pay what? Tashlum Enezik. And the Mishnah ends off, that means to say, when they pay the karka, they have to pay the Meitav Oretz. That when the mazik pays, he has to pay from the best, the easiest of his nechosiv, the best of his property. That's what he has to pay from. So we learn like this. Tana Rabbon, we learn like this. Meitav sodehu o meitav karma yishalim. That's what the Torah says. If your shor does damage either by regal or by shein, so then the owner of the shor has to pay from the best of his fields, or else the best of his kerem he has to pay. So now, Meitav sodeyo shel nizik, ol meitav karmer shel nizik, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says he has to pay back from the best fields of the nizik, not the mazik, the one that has to pay, but rather the nizik, the one that got damaged, he has to pay back from his best fields. That's what the pasuk means. Meitav sadeyo, meitav karmi yishalim means the meitav of the nizik, or meitav karmi shal nizik. That's Rabbi Shmuel's, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi learns, Meta Shadeo Shenizik means, Shim Ochla Aruga Besadeyu, if your shor ate up one row of food in his, from his yard, Shomin Aruga Meshubacha Shenizik. You know how much you have to pay for the best row of fruit he has grown in his garden, Shenizik. His avamina is, even though if your shor eats up a bad row that's only worth $10, but he has other rows that have grown much better food that's worth $100, you're going to have to pay the $100. That's the avamina. So let's see. Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva says, no, the apostle is not talking about the nizik, it's talking about the mazik. That the mazik, when it comes to pay, he has to pay from the best of his fields. The Rashi says, "Shom mazik, tishomen aruga shel nizik lefimashi." True, we have to first find out how much damage you caused the nizik. Now, the mazik bolitin lekarka. If the mazik wants to pay karka, he has to pay from the best of his fields. That's called metav. The kalvachaymel hegdish. And if Kiva says it's a kalvachaymel, when you want to pay back to hegdish, also you have to pay to hegdish from metav, the best of your fields. Now, the Gemara Sakasha, what's from Rabbi Shmuel? For Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how could that be? Och al shmeina, mishalom shmeina. They're telling me, if your shor eats his best row, that's worth $100, so you have to pay him back $100. Och al kachusha, but if your shor eats his chusha of the week, a week row, that's only worth $50, so you want to tell me, mishalom shmeina, still he has to pay back the worth of a better row, $100 worth. How come, kind of smart is that? You only did $50 worth of damage. Why should I have to pay back $100? Also, Omer Avidi Barav and Hocham Askin, we're talking about over here. They're going, Sho'ochel Aruga Ben Arugas. Your shore, your Shane went into his field and ate up one of his rows. For Lo Yadina, and we do not know which row your shore ate up. Ikechu Sho'ochel Ishmein Ochel. We have a suffix whether your shore ate up from his best row or from the worst. So that's why we make you pay the value of the better one, the $100. To Mishalim Shmeina, you have to pay the value of the higher one. So Mori has back, it still doesn't make any sense. Oh my Rava. So Rava says back, what kind of svar is this? Oma ilu yadinam, tikachu shochel. What's going to be if we would know for sure that your shor went in and ate up from his row of food the least value? Kachusha, the weaker part. Then you're agreeing to me right now that all you have to pay back is how much that is worth, only the $10 worth. Since so, hashta de lo yadinan. Now that we do not know which row of food your shor ate up, so because we have a doubt which row your shor ate up, you want to tell me you have to pay the value of the better, the $100 row. Why? We have a cloud by moment is that hamoitzi mechaver all of araya. Whenever you want to take away money from me, you have to bring a proof that I owe you the money. Here you don't have any proof. We have a doubt if I owe you $10 or $100. So we have a doubt how much money I owe you. The klal always is, I don't have to pay you more than $10 until you bring me a proof. So how could it be Shmuel say here that the mazik has to pay the higher amount? Doesn't make any sense.
Right. This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpochom, Zecher Nishmas, their father, Rabbi Avigdor, then Rav Chaim of Roma Lava Shalom. The limit of this tape should be a chusin and ilu for the neshama. All right, I turn over.
So this Gemara says, Elo Omar Rav Acher by Yaakov, Hocha b'may Askinu. We're talking about over here. We're going Shehoisa Idius the Nizik, Kizaburius the Mazik. True, Avada, whatever damage you do, you have to pay the value of that damage. And if we don't know, you pay the less value. Avada is a klal of a maitzim rebel of a raya. But the possible quantum of Mishmol is like this. The best fields of the Nizik was Kizaburius the Mazik, was like the least fields of the Mazik. So that's the Shiloh. But hopefully, this is what the Machlekes is. Yeah, Yishmoel sovereign, but the Nizik Sheminin. Yishmoel holds, that's what the Torah says, you have to pay back for the Meitav. The best fields, like we said before, Avada, how much money do you have to pay back the value of damage you caused him? If it's $10, $10, $20, $20. Now, we're talking about now when you want to pay back this $10 worth in property. So now Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't have to pay back the best property the Mazik has, but you have a right to pay back according to the best property that the Nizik has. And therefore, in this case, if the best property of the Nizik is like the Mazik, Zaburius, least valuable, he has a right to pay off from his Zaburius. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. If you have a Kiva Sava, no, but the Mazik Sheminin. The Torah says, no, you Mazik, you have to pay him back according to your fields. The best of your fields, you have to pay him. So now, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel swore to say, no, we go boss of the best of the Nizik. The Mazik does not have to pay back more than the best type of a property the Nizik has. Why? Nema sod lamata, says the word sod in the pasha below. Venema sod lamata in the pasha above. Ma sod omul lamala, just like the pasha where it says the word sod lamalo for the Nizik, it's talking about the Nizik over there, is av sod omul lamata for the Nizik. When they hear, but made of today, it also means the Nizik. That the Mazik has to pay back according to the Nizik's field. For Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say about this? Meitav sadehu, o meitav karma yishalim. Torah says you have to pay back the best, the one that's paying. That means to say the heichta kom yishalim. The one that's paying, the mazik that's paying up, he has to pay from his best fields. So what kind of nema sod lamala, sod lamata? The Torah says clearly here yishalim. So Morris says, Rabbi Shmuel, both are true. Ahani gzereshov of sodah sodah to say we're talking about the nizik. For Yahani Kron, I agree to you. The pasuk is also saying that sometimes the mazik has to pay from his best. How do you have both? Ahani gzereshov and zereshov is good kikamino, like we just said. And the case where the nizik, his best field is like the zaburius, the least of the mazik. In such a case, the mazik has a right to pay from his zaburius. Since his zaburius is mamish, like the nizik idius. Then that's the Gzeres Shavah, the Mazik can pay from his Zaburius. I, the Pasuk says, sometimes the Mazik has to pay from his best. It's like this. Ahani Kroy, no one would need the Pasuk. Keep going, the Islay, the Mazik, Idius, or Zaburius. The Mazik has, true, two classes of fields. One is Idius, very expensive. One is Zaburius, not such good karka. Now, the Idius, the Nizik, the Zaburius, the Mazik, the Shavah. Now, the best of the Nizik is a little bit better than the Zaburius of the Mazik. So now, what does the Mazik have to pay with? The Mazik can't pay with his Zaburius, because his Zaburius is not as good as the Nizik's Idius. So in such a case, L'shava Kidius the Nizik, to Mishalom Leim Mimet of the Day. In such a case like this, here we dash in the Pasuk, Mate of Karmi Yishalem, that you have to go boss of the Mazik. That the Mazik cannot say, To'at Gavim is Zaburius. In this case, the Mazik can't tell the Zaburius, you come and take from my Zaburius. Because his Zaburius is not equal to the Idius of the Nizik. So in such a case, Elagavim imetav. In such a case, the Mazik has to pay from his best fields. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's like this. If the Zaburius of the Mazik is equal to the Idius of the Nizik, he has a right to pay from his Zaburius. But once the Idius of the Nizik is better than the Mazik's Zaburius, then the Mazik has to pay from his Idius. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, both are true, the Pasuk and the Gzei Rishavah. We have a Kiva, Mano, Le'boa, Kosov, Eligbos, and Nezakim, and Idius. The Pasuk is mainly that at all times, the Mazik has to pay from the best. And then he adds on, the Kavuchayim, and the Hegdish. As Kavuchayim, and the Hegdish also, you have to pay back the best. But the more my kavukom the hegdish, what kind of kavukom is there for the hegdish?
Elaim, if you want to tell me that the nogach turah didan l'turah the hegdish, that if a regular person's shor ox hits an ox that belongs to hegdish, and the question then when we have to pay to hegdish the hezik, we have to pay them from our best field. So the more and have me ask the question. No, the pasuk says shori eyu amarachmano for loy shor shel hegdish. The Havaminer is the Torah says Shora Yehu. The whole parsha, if one shore hits another one that the owner has to pay, that's only Reyehu, where your friends means that it does not belong to Hegdish. But a shore that belongs to Hegdish, if our shore hits it, we're potter from paying. That's the Havaminer of the Gemara. The Rashi says, the Imnogach Shor Shel Hegdish, potter. We thought we're potter from paying. Vuadin Lechol Shani Zokim, Shemazak is Hegdish potter. That's the Havaminer of the Gemara now. The Pasha says, Shora Yehu, that only a Shora of your friend is there a Pasha of Nizokin, and not if you're hitting Hegdish. So you don't have to pay back the Meitav. So, what would be the case? If somebody says,
somebody's tam is mechayiv himself, but there is a neder that he owes hegdish money that he's going to give to the bedek abayis money. So in such a case, the osa gizber for shokem yidis. So the gizber comes around to collect the money, and if you can't afford, you say you have no money, he has a right to take away your fields, so he can take away from the idiots from the best of your fields. So Morris says, no, what kind of svar is that? Lo yeh ela bal chayv. At the most, you have a locha like a bal chayv, like you're coming out, the gizber's coming to collect money that you owe him, like a regular bal chayv. And the locha we learned in the Gemara in Gittin says,